8 minutes to 8, Connor's back with more business news.
Gavin, a management statement by UTV to the Stock Exchange this morning predicts advertising revenue between now and the end of the year, the crucial Christmas period, will fall by 5% compared to the same period last year. UTV, which owns radio stations in the Republic, including FM 104, Live 95 and LMFM, said its Irish ad revenues so far this year have been unchanged on 2011 levels. The European Commission has published new draft legislation aimed at increasing the proportion of women on the boards of publicly quoted companies in Europe from its currently pretty lamentable level of just under 14%. The new draft, however, drops a previous proposal that would have imposed a mandatory 40% female quota by 2020. Maura Quinn is the Chief Executive of the Institute of Directors Ireland and is with us now in studio. Good morning, Maura. The IOD welcomed the dropping of this mandatory quota. Why?
I think there's been a very fundamental shift in terms of the initial proposal and where it is now. What we're now looking at is essentially setting a target for public companies where there would be a representation of 40% of women who are being appointed as non-executive directors. But I think the essential shift is, instead of having a quota now, which is solely based on the numbers, we're now looking at ensuring that basically we have women appointed who have the same and skill set as men. So essentially now we're looking at putting women on the same playing pitch as men.
Without that quota though, and without some of the sanctions that were originally proposed, will there be enough teeth in this legislation to actually have the desired impact?
I think we're seeing a big shift forward. From the Institute of Directors' point of view, we're seeing more and more women who are actually training to become, for instance, chartered directors and who are being appointed already to boards here in Ireland. But I think what this will do will create an impetus for these companies. For instance, this will affect about 60 companies here in Ireland, about 5,000 companies in the total EU. So I think within those companies, we're now going to see the nominations committees of those companies and the boards of this company companies looking round the table, defining the skill sets required, and then essentially putting in place a proper, open and transparent recruitment process.
I said an average of 14% across Europe. Ireland rates pretty badly on that scale, which isn't particularly great benchmark to start from. We're down at around 8%, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, we're shockingly poorly represented, I think, at the moment. So I think that we have a way to go here. I do think that there is certainly we are beginning to see an openness to the need to open up boards to ensure that we have greater diversity on boards. But I think also we need to focus on the fact that board diversity is much broader than just gender. It really is about ensuring that you have a mix of people on the board who have a range of skills, experience and expertise. So I think that the diversity issue needs to move beyond just the sole focus on women.
That perception and the criticism that we've heard, particularly in regards to the financial services sector over the past couple of years, that it's the same kind of clubbable group of people from the same backgrounds, you know, generally males over 50s from the same golf clubs, the same even professional backgrounds that tend to form the backbone of the directorate, if you like. Is that a legitimate criticism, do you think?
I think it is, absolutely. I mean, we've just done a piece of research and 50% of the respondents indicated that essentially that the recruitment and appointment process to non-executive positions is a very closed one. It's really about who you know. So I think we are very much in a situation where that is the reality. I think hopefully what we will see now is a continued opening up of the process, because we really all want to see a transparency about the recruitment and appointment process to boards, because I think that, if you like, gives credibility to those boards, and I also think it ensures that people have trust in the boards and in the directors that are appointed to them.
One of the concerns that's been raised though about the Commission proposal is the possibility for litigation now. Are we going to see, do you think, a lot more unsuccessful female candidates challenging appointments based on the new legislative spine that it's been given?
I think because it's a proposal at the moment, I mean, there isn't a lot of clarity around the sanctions process, but I think you're absolutely quite right. I think what we will see is greater diligence, I think, around the whole and transparency around the recruitment and appointment process. And I think companies are going to have to be very clear about how they do that and are very transparent to avoid litigation in the future.
Maura Quinn, Chief Executive of the Institute of Directors Ireland, thanks for coming into us this morning. Finally, in currency news, the euro rebounding further from that 2-month low against the dollar yesterday to 127.4 at 8.